This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is your hidden power. I'm Doug Steffen here with an overview for the next hour of things that some consider to be metaphysical, spiritual, intuitive. I don't know. There's a lot of different things that we use in our extrasensory perception where we all have it. That's why I call it your hidden power. There are five things that allow you to live in the world and be somewhat normal. And then there are things that go on that some people think are abnormal. I, for one, do not think that these things that we talk about in a collective sense are abnormal. I think they are very normal. Have I always thought this way? No. But do I think this way now? Yes, because it's come into my life, this relationship, if that's what it is, with things that are not easily explained. Come into my life as a tool. A way, a path, if you will, for me to help myself. And that's really what life is all about, isn't it? Some of us rely on a lot of people to help us through whatever it is that goes on in our lives. And that's a good thing. Help is fabulous. Having good, strong mental and emotional health comes from oftentimes a different point of view that comes from somebody who's an expert. But when it gets down to the nitty-gritty, if you're looking to improve yourself or to figure out what's going on, it has to start with you. You got to look in the mirror. It has to come from within, not from without. I often, and I think I still do, sometimes blame people and circumstances for problems I might have. But in reality, it's got to be about you. It's got to be something that you want to learn in order to make your life better. And I think that's the spirit in which we come forth with these various things in this program. Uri Geller will join us later in the hour. Mary O'Malley, who is our psychic scout, and Maria Francesca Trilogy, our astrologer, all will follow up on their weekly overview of things that will help you out. What we have for you today in terms of an interview, a couple of folks who were with us I think about a year or so ago, if I remember correctly, but I had my first encounter with them when my father died in 2004. Dennis and Alice Jackson are here. They are well known as spiritual mediums. They have written and they have worked together. I remember, I think probably for the benefit of those who are not familiar with you, Alice Best Jackson and Dennis Jackson, how did the two of you meet? Because I think that's a good story, and then we'll go from there as to how you help people and how, because you help people, you're able to help people because you helped yourself. Do you think that's a good place to start?
Yeah, it is.
Good morning, Doug. Yeah.
Good morning.
I got to tell you, I love your intro. Because that is the most important thing. People spend their lives searching for something to give them peace when all they have to do is look within. Look in the mirror, it's all there. Unless you're in something.
Well, I'm glad you did. What we're going to have to do, though, we're going to have to pause for a sec because we're going to get you on a better line. This is not a good connection for us to have a good grown-up conversation. So I'm going to have you hold on for a second while Kara reworks the lines. In the meantime, I want to tell you about what is up as a podcast now. Your Hidden Powers current podcast is energizing your creativity for a better you. In essence, the conversation that I had with numerologist Hans Dekaz, explaining the difference between astrology and numerology. He talks about his career and how he's done a lot of travel, and he was looking for a method to expand his reach to those who couldn't meet him in person. So he started to develop a numerology software program that people use today, and this is something that's available if you go to worldnumerology.com. He's popularized the work worldnumerology.com. So you listen to that conversation. Uri Geller in the current podcast and I talk about the museum that he's building right down the street from his new home in Israel. He teaches you about the many powerful benefits of exercising your creativity and imagination. So that's part of the current podcast. It's podcast 57 at yourhiddenpowershow.com. Psychic Mary O'Malley expanding on how she puts the creativity of her clients to work in sessions. And then Maria Trilogy warns that we need to stay grounded during any lunar eclipse, especially the one we experienced last week. So that's all part of what you can learn. Find all of the information that's there. They are accruative. That is, we have one lesson after another after another. They're all, I think the analysis of what goes on there is really kind of a cool expression of many different people's work. So yourhiddenpowershow.com, they're all archived there. Conversations to expand your mind, which we will continue to do in a moment after these words.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic. Not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Let's start a conversation about what kind of a rest you had last night. How about you and your performance? If you toss and turn around all night and you don't stay asleep, it's not good for you. And if that's a description of how you rest or spend your 7 or 8 hours, maybe there's a solution. How about you get MyPillows? MyPillow adjusted to your individual needs. You'll sleep longer. You'll wake up feeling rejuvenated. All of us have that experience. This pillow is washable. Backed by a 10-year guarantee, MyPillow is built to be the best you can possibly have. So, try the world's most comfortable pillow. I promise you'll never sleep with another pillow again. You can buy one pillow and get the second one free at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st. Don't wait. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. Alice and Dennis Jackson here on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. We get back to the Jacksons and how they have worked together. But I suggested when we were first talking that they helped each other. Who helped which person first? Dennis, did you help Alice first, or did Alice, you help Dennis first?
Well, it was kind of a mutual thing, because what happened was we met... Actually, I'm getting an echo. I'm going to go in the other room.
That's better. Separate yourself.
I always say I woke up in 1992, January 1st, and then we met in 96. So it was one of those things where I had to find me first before I could find her. And
you know,
she was finding herself on the East Coast.
Yeah, I just talked about this as we started here. The idea of when you have problems, things that you want to resolve, and you're looking outside elsewhere, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
I found this out the hard way. It sounds like you did, too. You got to figure out what's going on inside of you in order to get any benefit at all from any of this stuff. You agree?
Exactly.
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 Yeah. Go ahead. We have a little bit of a delay because you're on two separate phones, so I'll try to work with that little bit. You were talking about how you were better off at the beginning, Dennis. You got something from Alice. What was it?
Well, when we first started, when we met, from the time we met, and that's by that way, that's chapter 12 in our book, I moved to Miami, and I didn't really know which direction I was going, but Alice allowed me or gave me the ability to go ahead and start working with the mediumship while she was still working a regular job. So then I got myself a year, and then I came back and brought her in, and now we do this all together. It took about 6 years before we were really working together totally, and actually about 3 years. And,
all right,
and from
three
that
years.
Point on, it's just in both of us.
Yeah, so let's talk about this in the way that you practice your medicine, your mind medicine. We're all used to, or most of us may have had readings from one person at one point in time or another, or maybe a number of readings. You get one perspective. So with the two of you, is it two for the price of one, in a sense, that you both have different ways of tuning in to people and what their needs are? Some people need emotional relief. Some people need clarity. Some people need direction. Some people just need to be shaken up. So how
I'll
do you
my, I'll let
play
my
off
soul. I'll let I'll let well, I'll speak to that.
Intuitively, I was a divorce lawyer when Dennis and I met, and I practiced holistic law, which means I really tapped into people's needs then without realizing I was using psychic ability. And when I started listening to that voice inside and coming from the other side telling me certain things, I was tapping in without realizing it. When I met Dennis and we started doing our mediumship together, I trained just like anybody else. I took workshops. I did everything. And I allowed myself to tap in. So I learned. We learned from each other. And when we do our readings together, my tool is my automatic writing that I would do for myself to help myself, and it turned into automatic art, automatic drawing, and that's what I do when we do our readings. Dennis does the actual reading. I sit in, I help, and I'm hearing things as well, but not the way Dennis does. I do it intuitively through my art, and it helps people, and it adds to the reading. Like some people use cards or runes or just other tools. My tool is the art. Dennis's tool is his clairvoyance and clairaudience.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of your art here now that's available. By the way, what's your website so people can go and fiddle around and get a sense as to what you're all about?
It is messagesfrombeyond.com.
So who's getting the messages? Dennis? Or you, or both of you, and twin. You're both. You claim to be twin souls, and so are you thinking together? Do you both get messages at the same time? How does it work?
Dennis.
Well, basically, what happens is I go into my space and bring through whatever is needed for the person, and during that time, Alice is really the holder of the space. And when she does that, it really channels everything between to the two of us. I'm the voice most of the time, and then Alice does her drawing, and then we analyze the drawing at the end of the reading and look at it and see if there's any added messages that need to be brought through. And a lot of times there are abundance of messages just in that drawing, because you can see all kinds of different things that they send through: animals, people, words. It comes through initials, colors, all kinds of stuff. So she really covers the gamut, and we analyze it with the client as we're finishing up the reading, because she always sends a quick shot and a screenshot so that they can see it as we're talking at the same time.
I'm trying to remember what the picture was. When you did a reading for me a number of years ago, there was a picture involved. As I said a few minutes ago, it was right after the death of my father. And you calmed me down, Dennis. The first thing you said to me was, my father was saying through you to me, I'm sorry, which is a great story, and we'll pick it up from there. 21 after the hour. This is Your Hidden Power.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
We continue now on your connection to your own hidden power and skill. I'm Doug Steffen with Alice and Dennis Jackson. So I want to give you an example of how they work. My first encounter, and I'm trying to remember where I was. We were in a studio together, but I don't remember whether it was in, it wasn't in Los Angeles because my father didn't die until 2004.
Well, I remember. I think we were in Massachusetts.
Yeah, I think you were on my farm. I think you came into the studio on my farm.
We were at your home.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. So my father had just died. And I asked Dennis about that. And I think, I don't remember whether we were on the air or off the air when we were talking about it. Not important, because we'd have the same conversation whether it was on or off the air. And the first thing you said to me was that he said he was sorry. Now, I can't believe that you remember conversations, but you might be able to tune back into him. Just as an example of how you work. There are a lot of things going on in my life at the moment, and I don't much think about my father, honestly, and I don't much think about my mother. I think about some other people that I've known. Is that good for me or bad for me, or does it make a difference? Is it good or bad? And are there people like my father who want to talk to me?
Every person that comes through has a reason for coming through. Every time I connect with someone, there's a reason behind it. It always is. And usually it's because the philosophy I live by is that we planned our lives from the beginning of this before we ever got here. So all of these interactions, all these communications happen with people. It's already planned out. So when even us appearing on your talk show is a planned event. So anything that comes through is given at that time for you to move forward in your spiritual journey or adventures, I call it, in this life. So when things come through, I tell this to people all the time, I don't know what I'm talking about. To be honest, I don't know until they confirm what it means, because I don't know anything about you or about the clients that I talk to. I don't know anything at all. And we had a client, we had a reading, and a year later they came back for another reading, and what happened was she said, you told me that exactly last time. Everything you said, you said last time, and I need something new. And I said, well, that's all they're giving me, because that's all I had.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that was always meant to come through. And your dad coming through with the apology, he did that for you, because when we're on the other side, we don't have the emotions or the tie-ups that we have in a human form. We are pure spirit and pure love. So when they see that someone has something in their psyche that's kind of struggling, they may not even know they needed it. Like, I don't know if you needed that apology from your dad, but he wanted
to hear
it because he felt that was what you needed to move along.
Yeah.
And I've had that a lot. People send apologies through me all the time, and everybody looks at me and goes, wow, I needed that. How did you know that? And I said, I don't know it. I don't know anything. I just open up, turn on the faucet, and let the water flow. The water
Yeah,
radio.
I think sometimes, I don't mind being a guinea pig here, I wonder if you have...
Yeah.
Both the two people coming, like my mother and father, both my mother passed a long time ago, and there was a difficult.
Your mom's back in life.
She what?
Your
say again.
Back in life. Your mom is back in life. She's in your family down the line. I don't know if you have grandchildren or great grandchildren or something like that, but she's in one of those places, and
okay.
It feels like she's chosen a female life to come back, and. Who's Anna or Ann? There's a word, there's a name, Ann. Does that ring a bell at all?
It doesn't.
Okay,
no,
that's right. Keep it in your mind. It'll flash on you one of these days. I don't know what it is, but something important about Ann.
As you said that about my mother, I was thinking about my grandson. I have one grandchild. He's a son, grandson,
mm-hmm.
and he's a fabulous kid in all many different ways. And I wondered, we've asked ourselves... whether it was mm-hmm. someone that was in the family before. You said that my mother came back as a female figure, so I'm trying to figure that might have been through one of my sister's children.
Well, let me ask you a question. Is your grandson a very sensitive child,
very
soft energy?
Very.
There it is. That's it. That's
very.
Your mom.
Yeah.
The reason I say that is because I see a soft energy of the feminine side. So,
yeah.
And that doesn't always mean that I have to be female. I mean, I have a total feminine side when I do readings because it takes me into the sensitivity that I need to have to bring through the messages that people need.
Yeah.
So,
well, I think a lot of people deny that. Men do especially. I know I'm in touch with my feminine side. Don't always understand it. But that's very interesting. I'll pass that along to my daughter who'll be very intrigued. But she's just at her age becoming intrigued with all this. And Alice, what do you add to now? So are you drawing while we're having this conversation? Because that's what you always do.
I do. I'm not drawing right now only because it's we're not tapped into, you know, one reading tapping into the one person like that.
Right.
But I love the drawing that I did for you the last time when we spoke, that the black and the white, the two faces.
Yeah,
that's one of my favorites. But as far as your grandson, though, it's very important that he tap in because he's going to be able to see and hear people.
Yeah,
so
I think he's a very old soul.
That
yeah,
exactly. That's very important.
Yeah,
and I love that that was able to come through for you like that.
Yeah, me too. All right, Dennis and Alice Jackson, messagesfrombeyond.com. You can find out they have all kinds of fabulous books, coloring books, that kind of stuff. Together Again, Twin Souls Reunite in Love and Life. So a fabulous way of connecting and getting help. Alice and Dennis Jackson at messagesfrombeyond.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Six people confirmed dead from the car fire in Northern California as that massive blaze continues to grow. And now officials confirm at least seven people are listed as missing in the Redding, California vicinity. The Northern California blaze growing to over 95,000 acres, only 17% contained, and it's destroyed over 800 buildings. But there are several other fires burning in California. A fast-spreading fire has residents in Lake County on the move, though this resident says he's not going anywhere.
I'm going to stay around. I'm not going to leave. Supposed to evacuate out. Not going to. Don't want my stores robbed, you know, looted from.
President Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani says the president may soon reach a deal to meet with special counsel Robert Mueller as early as this week or next. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Back now with Uri Geller. I'm Doug Steffen. Uri is one of the most interesting, the mindful people that I know. So, Uri, every week when we get together, I sort of pose a problem or I look at something that is motivational. What is there that's motivational? I'm catching my breath because I ran back up here. Okay. Got it. You ever find yourself in a position physically that you don't want to be in, and then you figure a way to make it work for you? Do you ever get into a situation where you're like out of breath or you're doing something, climbing up a set of stairs? Because you're very physical. That's one of the things that people admire about you. You have for every... I can remember when I was sitting in your living room doing the radio program, during a break when we'd have a conversation, you'd be doing sit-ups. Or on your bike or whatever.
Not exactly sit-ups, but I would be riding a stationary bike. But listen, let me tell you something. Since we came to live in Old Jaffa, which is kind of a suburb of Tel Aviv, it takes us about 20 minutes to walk from Old Jaffa to center of Tel Aviv. I'll tell you something unbelievable. I always thought that I was in very good shape. And although I was always lean, my weight is always 70 kilos. But what I did gain in the last 2 years living in Old Jaffa is muscles. My legs have gained a massive muscle mass because everywhere we go in Old Jaffa, there are stairs. For instance, in our apartment, there are no elevators, no lifts. So I have to go upstairs. Getting up to our apartment is a flight of stairs. Going up to Old Jaffa from, let's say, the main road is stairs. Going to my museum is stairs. So you gain well-being and you're putting your body in good shape because you're automatically training it. So what I'm trying to tell you that if you were in good shape, you wouldn't have been out of breath now. You would have been able to go up 4, 5, 6, 7, even 8 flights quickly, and your heart rate would still be at around 80 to 110 beats per minute. I'm an expert in heart rate. And if you are in shape, then your rest pulse, your resting heart rate drops, let's say, from 80 to 70, from 70 to 60. Some athletes, their heart rates are like 38 beats per minute.
I know.
You know, if a doctor wouldn't know that you're an athlete and he puts your thumb to your wrist to measure or listen to your heartbeat, they will say, hey, you better go to a hospital. So the fitter you are, your heart rate pumps slower, which is very, very important and very good.
This is part of...
our listeners.
But go ahead, Larry. Finish the thought.
Yeah, to all our listeners now, all of you, first of all, go to the doctor and have yourself checked up. You've got to have a medical checkup to make sure you're not anemic, to make sure you don't have high blood pressure, you don't have sugar. All those things are a must. Colonoscopy is a must. Colonoscopy is a must, and I'll tell you again, colonoscopy is a must. Because if you don't do colonoscopy, suddenly you might get cancer, and the doctor will tell you, why didn't you come a year before? Anyhow, so these are the golden rules, and if the doctor tells you can exercise, then don't be lazy, don't take the lift, don't take elevators, go up the stairs. Even when I go on escalators, I walk up while the escalator is moving up, and just get yourself in shape naturally. That's it.
Yeah.
I said what I have to say.
Well, what I was thinking as you said that, because you and I are both in good shape, I think you pay attention, and I pay attention to what we eat and what we exercise. My admittance here is that I was eating as I was coming up the stairs, so I wasn't breathing properly. You always have to this. My lawyer's office is on the fourth floor, so when I go there, I always walk up the stairs instead of going up the elevator because it is much better for you. And if you are measuring your breath, if you are taking proper breath, you're mindful. That's what it really is. It's part of being mindful, thinking about how your body works. And without having proper air intake, you will not have any, you won't have the ability to make it up the stairs. Well, you'll be huffing and puffing when you get to the top. But if you measure as you go up, I'm sure that, yeah, this has benefited your legs greatly. I find that my legs are, as I get older and want to be focused on my physical strength, it is important because without legs, without walking, without being able to be mobile, your life is a misery.
Yeah. Listen, Doug, if your lawyers are above your floor, you better be in super extra good shape, because when you see their bill, they charge you $600 an hour. Your heart is going to race anyhow.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, that's very true. But staying in shape, that's a great place to be.
Great being with you. Love to everyone, and we'll speak next week again.
Uri Geller, URIGELLER. See, what we take 5, 6, 7 minutes, and what a motivating factor it is in having a conversation with him. That's, we all now are motivated to make sure. This is something that I talk about all the time with all the doctors that I have on the air. You need to know what's going on in your body. Get an annual physical. Get the blood work done. Know exactly what's going on. And it will help expand your own hidden power. To feel good about yourself physically is to feel good about yourself spiritually, mentally, emotionally. So take Uri's advice and make sure you're taking care of yourself. I don't know that it takes any heavy lifting. Talking about muscle and stuff brings me around to getting a focus on Calotren, Calotren, which is the country's number one best and healthiest choice for losing weight. And as Uri was saying, as he's gotten older, he's gotten more muscular, so have I, because it's important to hold your body together. Without that muscle, you won't be able to hold your skeleton together as you get older. So if you want to be healthy as you grow older, then this is the way to do it. 30% of the protein in your body is from collagen. Collagen is the main ingredient of Calotren, and Calotren will help you lose the weight by helping you stimulate your body into making more collagen. As you get to 30, 40, 50, less collagen is being produced, so less protein, less muscle. You get into this routine, which involves taking 4 capsules a night when you go to bed. It works on your body, and then when you exercise, it's that much better. But the exercise, which builds up the muscle, pushes out the fat, you burn it off. That's how you lose the weight. Pretty simple, straightforward. Taking collagen amazingly helps stimulate your body to produce more collagen on its own. And then you exercise as you should, walk, lift weights, do that sort of thing, and you'll be amazed at the success. Want to order this product? Can't get it in the store. You go to toploss.com for a special deal. If you use the code DJV at toploss.com, you get 10% off all of the products you buy. Plus, every time you buy 3 bottles of Calotren, you'll get a 4th one free. All right, check out the box. DJV is what you put in it. Toploss.com is the place to go. Look for the deal. Use DJV. Lose that weight at toploss.com using Calotren.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious. LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to LightStream.com/talk. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to LightStream.com/talk. That's LightStream.com/talk. LightStream.com/talk.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.
This is your Hidden Power Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Now joining us is our psychic scout, Mary O'Malley. You are listening to Uri talking about staying in shape. One of the things that people use folks like you for is getting into a mental state. I think about you, and I think about the Olympics and how many people who have, and this is a very practical way, Mary, of relating to people as to how they can find that sixth sense and use it for their hidden power, use it for their benefit. If you think about Olympic contests, Olympic games, it usually isn't the best looking or the strongest men or women who are crowned with wreaths. Sometimes that's the case, but the competitors often come to people like you to get their mind tuned up so they'll be in that winning state. Isn't that true?
That is true, especially with the hypnosis. It really helps them stay focused and very centered during the competition.
And how does that work? How does it? Can you explain from a psychic point of view how the message gets into your brain? What is it that makes it work? Is it repetition? Is it being open? Is it understanding? Because it works differently with different people.
A lot of it's repetition. So anytime you do something over and over again in a certain way, then the subconscious mind will download it as a computer program for you, so that you do it the same every time, like riding a bike or driving your car or swimming. And so what you want to do is create the program that's going to benefit you the most. So imagining yourself, you know, shooting baskets over and over and over again, or imagining yourself going down the ski run and feeling your body. It's not just the picture. It's everything you can add to it, feeling your body, how it smells, how the air tastes, you know, whatever that is. I know I made an audio for my son's girlfriend when she was trying out to be a lifeguard, and she said it really helped her relax, you know, during the competition. And she made it this year, yay.
Yeah.
So,
I think the repetition, depending on the time when you do it, if you're doing it before bed, that stuff certainly helps your subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and it's consistent forward motion, not going backward, not looking in the rearview mirror, but looking ahead and maybe having somebody like you who can say, okay, if you do this, this is where I see it going. Or, you know, whatever spirit says is the way to gain or to get to what you want. It's not something that you can do by yourself, I don't think. I think we all need help. I really do. And
it is something you can do by yourself, but it's so much better when you get help. It's so much better to have somebody there helping you stay focused. And, you know, the other thing about working with a hypnotherapist is that sometimes we have little programs in our mind that slow us down or sabotage us in some way. So finding out if there's any little thought process going on in there that is keeping you from being your very best self, definitely want to, you know, have a guide through that process.
We've talked a lot about the impact of the moon and Mercury being in retrograde and all that sort of stuff, the collision of sort of natural events. The Northern Lights are going to be shining this week. The Aurora Borealis, there are a lot of people who go out of their way to go see them every year. Does that help? Any of these experiences help to open people up a little bit? Are you more likely or less likely? You know, this collision of the eclipse and the full moon and Mercury in retrograde, is that better? Does that enhance the experience, or does it make people more wary?
I think it depends on where you are in that moment anyway. You can use the power of that change to shift and change yourself. If you stay positive and decide that you're going to use these energies for your best self. Otherwise, if little things start going wrong, which you see in Mercury retrograde, can, you know, use that to pull you down too. So it really depends on how you approach the energy, I think.
Yeah, and again, using the subconscious, the putting your mind in the right place before maybe you go to sleep, and a place of the tranquility, all of that will help to, it enhances my own ability to move forward, because it is you that's going to help you move forward. You can get help from people like Mary, and you can do that by going to PsychicScout.com, PsychicScout.com. Mary O'Malley here on Your Hidden Power.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
To bring in our connection with astrology and astrological light, Maria Francesca Trilogy, who's available at astrologerforyourlife@gmail.com. If I've said it once, I've said it 20,000 times. Well, maybe not 20,000 times, but I have, I think, suggested to all of you that if you include a really good, a really harmonious head like Maria Trilogy has, if you get the information about a person that you are working with, that you're in love with, that you have in your family, whatever, if you can get the birth, time, date, and place, Maria can do a fabulous workup on this person. You can learn about how to deal with the person, how to love the person, how to, whatever it is, understand what it is you're dealing with. I don't think it's a reason to do or not to do, but I do think it is a way for you to make your life better. So I really do, I advise you to do what I do all the time when I find, and it isn't just difficulty, although sometimes we go out of necessity to get help, and that's what Maria is all about, help. So let's get to something that astrologically, although I do want to do a post-mortem, maybe we should do that first before we get to any questions. The business of the blood moon, Mercury's now in retrograde, the things that happen over the next 3 weeks, starting with the eclipse, all the things that happen on Friday and through the weekend. How has that affected people, Maria?
Yes, I would think that with it being this full moon in Aquarius, Aquarius is much more of a thinking and expanded sign of universality. They don't want to get up close and personal and involved. Well, when you think of that in opposition to the sun in Leo, and we know in Mercury retrograde in Leo, we know Leo takes things very personally. You know, they are a fire sign. They get all fired up. It has much to do with their ego and their pride, whatever they're doing. So you've got this opposition going on, and people can get very conflicted, very confused. Where's my allegiance? What do I do? Who needs to have my, who do I connect with through this process? So every sign is going through an evaluation, a review, let us say, of what's happening in their life overall. And, you know, it sounds that it's too general, but it isn't. You know what I mean? It may be a general statement, but when you take your own personal life and look at it.
Well, that's the problem with some people. They don't want to look at their life. They want to, oftentimes when people are trying to figure things out, they go outside and there's a blame game. I've certainly played that in my life. Until I realized that it had to, whatever growth was going to come for me and for anybody, I'm sure you realized it too. When you were not happy trying to figure things out, or you looked around and nothing made sense, starting to look at yourself, how you think, how you relate, what your real background is, what your truths are, that's when it starts to change. That's my own personal experience anyway.
And that is true. It is very true. But these events, these astrological events, we'll call them transits, give us an opportunity to almost, and I had that experience, almost zero in on what is my main right now, what is my biggest challenge? What do I get the most upset about? What, you know, what do I complain about the most? What's going on with me? And you will find it. You will find that you will repeat. You know, we repeat over and over. The same things are wrong with our life.
Or patterns.
Are wrong with the people. Yes, patterns,
right.
Good word. You know, are wrong with the people around us.
Yeah.
And it's really wonderful, you know, because it does help us to understand what we need to do different.
Well,
you know what?
You need, like, first step is you got to recognize that whatever it is, we all have our stuff. Whatever you do to deal with your stuff will start better from within. As soon as you start blaming somebody else or examining somebody else, you've lost your way. You should start. Or stop, actually, and readdress what it is you're doing and how you're doing it, because the looking outside and blaming other people just doesn't, you know, it doesn't work. Take it from me, one who knows, it doesn't work. Get on the inside. Help yourself. Get a good workup. Maria Francesca Trilogy, astrologerforyourlife@gmail.com, astrologerforyourlife@gmail.com.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.